It is Friday today, and March 15, 2024. And I have started this with a disciple, this man, and there is much to do to make him be a real disciple to me. I need to fix some edges, some things that have going on inside him for a long time. And I know that is that's the devil that have make him be hard to work together with, but I have afterlife with me, and they are going to tell me what to do to make him be like he should be when working together with me. They are going to do that. I am 100% sure and more. And but the start, today we should go and he should come home to me. First he should go drive into the city and go to the working union, those that give you job or education and these things. He had to do that because he had an appointment. And then he should come to my home and we should drive to the store and get us some soil to Jesus' garden, because much of the soil is gone because of so much rain last summer. And so I was waiting for him, and I expected him to have be done. I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I know that they're like a spirits coming through when I start to. I didn't have any coughing when I started recording. But he didn't come to my home. So I call in his telephone, text him in the telephone and ask where he was. And then he say that I'd be late, he say, because they call me from my son's school today. He have a son that is 15 years old. And then he have a son that is just newborn. And so it's 15 years between the brothers. And I say I am in the emergency room. And immediately I was thinking that that he was, he had hurt something when I go and get his son in the school. But he said that his son suddenly had a faint. So he had fallen down on the floor in the school. So they were, he was worried and he was with his son. And I wrote that, of course, that's the first priority to be with your son. and say, I can wait. And then I wrote him back and asked after I have been sleeping much. And 5 hours later, I wrote him and asked if everything was okay. And then he say that, then he called me back and say that they had just coming home and they should start to eat. And then he should call me up again. But this is things that either do I have to work with it, that what he's saying about time is not what I think about time, or else it need to be changed this way. Those in afterlife know what error we should take away from this man. And but he never called me back, because we should make an other change and go to the store tomorrow instead. But he should call me about it. But he have not done it. So it is this. It's not only that he's from South America. It's some issues he's have with the mental sickness. But I don't know exactly what he have. But it doesn't matter, because it's the same thing to work with. And it is to get healing from afterlife about him. I don't need to know what's wrong with him. They know it in afterlife. Yesterday I knew it should be, I needed to do very quick the healing, that I knew from heaven, but I didn't know how fast. And it's good that I didn't do any healing before this happened with his son, because he had 2 sons, and the next maybe is his newborn baby, and that is harder. So we have to put a protection on all people that is close to him. And this is something I have forgotten about the devil, how we do those things. I maybe have said that to you once, but I want to repeat it, that the devil doesn't go on you. He hates you, and he wants to hurt you. And he, in the long run, he want to kill you. And mostly is it about that he make you be depressed and you start to cut yourself, and you start to think about suicide and those things. But how to do it, because you know the devil, he hide in the darkness. He don't want to see him. But today, in the last days, he's being more and more seen. He don't hide so much anymore in the darkness. But he don't want you to see him. And that is the old way he do it. And in that way to hide what he's doing is to make someone on your side, someone that you love, that you care for, to be hurt, be cut off a leg, for example, or that person get cancer and die, and it affect you, and it make you, your brain set to go down, and in darkness, thinking, negative thinking, and that's how he do it. He don't go and kill you immediately. He can do that, but mostly he hide it by hurt those people around you. And this, what he did today with my disciple's son, for him to put the focus on his son and think negative about to be together with me in partnership and in that way cut out him from my life when this man is he going to be perfect as a disciple, but there is someone that doesn't want him to be disciple to me, because he knows who I am. He know where he going if I success in this life that I have under God. And it is very hard, because one thing that the devil have advance of, it's two things. He have those two sons that is not good that they have, because they can be hurt or killed of the devil. And he have a wife also that can be killed. Best is it when they are by themselves. And that's why reason why I am on my own. That I had a family before, but since God come to me and took me away from everything, since then I have not had a real family. I don't have had a man in my life, because this, that the devil can hurt. And today the devil can't hurt me. I be sad when it's not going like I thought it should go. If this man is telling me that he is too dangerous to work for you, and so I leaving, of course I'd be sad about it, but I am sure that God is going to send me someone else. But it's the whole time to never could start this partnership with someone and do the work we have to do for afterlife. We are going to talk about the afterlife to people, and they have promised me in afterlife that when it's coming people to me, I have something going on. Then they will come and they will not hide, they will be seen. Those people that is with me, they are going to be, they are going to see all those that are in afterlife. When they come in down and talk to me, those people that is in this room are also going to see them and hear them. So, and that's what I'm working on, have been working on in 24 years, to have someone with me to open up this kind of gathering place. I have this gathering place that was told by afterlife that this home should be a gathering place. And it is for the spirit, the spirits, the spirit world. And but I need to have people coming also, visible people coming in, a special someone or some people that can protect me, visible, if someone take up a knife and want to cut me. I need to have protection in that way, so people can see that I have people with me. They must be visible. I have protection from God and afterlife, but that can't people see, that I am not into the spirit world. And many doesn't understand. So I need to make him could see that this church bring him money, so he don't need to work in other places, only work for me and work for God and work for the spirits. And so that's how long I have coming with this man. And if he's coming tomorrow, then I do not do the normal healing, because I need to talk to those in afterlife about what protection should be and where, what issues this man have that I need to heal away. And I need to have some information from the spirits, so I know what to work with this man. But that, once again, I say that it's what's good that the devil make his son fall down on the floor, and they have to go to the doctor, and because that means, when you see it positive, that the devil have trying to take away this man from my life, and he don't need to do that if it's not important. Important that we should work together. So thank you for listening at this, and thank you for your support money. So the man is worried because he have no work. And he have this newborn baby to take care of. So thank you, and God bless you.